Not too many years ago, workers, especially those in jobs where they could collect a pension after decades of service, looked forward to retirement as a time to travel, play golf, get to know the grandkids. But we're living longer on average, and that usually means working longer to collect more savings for the nest egg. David Mitchell, state director for Arizona's AARP, says the Great Recession compounded the financial challenges.
One-third of the workforce right now in Arizona is over the age of 55. And, of course, I think when the economy stabilizes, and who knows when that's going to be, although we're moving in that direction, I think you'll see a large number begin to leave the workforce. But I'll tell you, a lot of people are remaining in the workforce just for their own peace of mind when they look at the economy. And, of course, there are other issues as well. There are some types of jobs where there are not enough younger people coming down the road to fulfill those jobs. By next year, in 2014, 45% of the APS workforce will be eligible for retirement.
Wow. Have people had the vision to look ahead for this kind of thing and realize that as the so-called baby boomers work longer, work past the traditional retirement age, how much does that affect younger people coming up? How does that affect decision-making of corporations and companies?
The number of younger people, particularly the ones that were following the baby boom generation, they were much fewer in number than the baby boomers, so that when the older population decided to continue to work, it really didn't impact the opportunities for those just below them in age. However, now the millennials are really beginning to increase in number, and so that there are more and more of them coming down the road. So when you think of parents who are maybe in their 60s and they have children in their 30s and 40s, they are now saying, you know, maybe we do need to make room for those that are coming down the road.
How is the prevalence of people working into an older age affecting the perception in the workplace? This feeling that experience is great, but maybe we can get this person in, that we can pay a little bit less.
There's a great interest in how to manage multiple generations in the workforce. And one of the things that we are finding and employers are discovering is that to have multiple generations in the workforce is actually very good for the company, because we are finding that some of the older employees work very well as mentors for the younger workforce. And it's also good training for people in the human resources field, because one of the things that they really need to learn and understand is that different generations respond to different situations in different ways.